Hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And this is going to be fun. On Friday, we're doing a Halloween show.
Yes!
So we're playing all Halloween music, and Kelly and I are going to dress up, even though it's for the radio. I know that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I was telling that to Jay. He's like, you guys are on the radio. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, so excited.
Well, we are not on TV, right?
We are going to be on TV. We're going to be on
your TV show, right?
So it is worth it.
Nice.
So, yeah, when we'll reveal our costumes. And they're different, a different plan from the Saturday night plan.
Guys, so okay. I've knocked it out of the park with both costumes
this year. Really?
I really have.
Let us be the judge of that, Kel.
Okay, you can be the judge. I feel like you guys are going to be like, I'm so glad she's my friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like we're not like that already.
No, because sometimes I think you guys are like, oh, she's a lot. But I think this time it's going to go over.
We can be both.
Totally.
Trust me.
Totally. But this weekend, you guys are going to be this weekend, you're going to be proud of it. You're going to be like, that's my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
I know. You love Halloween. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Friday. So here's the plan for Friday. We're cooking up some fun stuff. In addition to the songs, we're going to do some special stuff. We're renaming the station on Friday.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
For Halloween. Yeah.
This is going to be scary.
It's
going to
be fun. Yeah.
It's spooky.
It's going to be spooky. Yeah.
I'm scared already.
So so that's
I'm going to be scared all week. I'm not going to be able to sleep a wink.
So that is on Friday.
Are you going to give us any like insider stuff yet? Like
what's going on Friday?
I would, but it's not 100% planned because you know I'm a last minute kind of guy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
so
all right.
we're working on it. Some fun stuff. We'll talk about ghost stories, local hauntings.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Stuff like that. Yep. We're working on getting a psychic.
What?
Yep. Let's do that.
Are you serious?
Can we do that?
Oh, my God. I've spent so much money on psychics. This is great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rachel did a psychic one time, too. And it was creepy how how it turned out.
I'm such a skeptic, you know, about that stuff. But there are some times that you just can't. I heard a story that was crazy. Actually, you know what? We had John Edward on, who had the TV show and everything. This is a few years ago. And he did readings for people over the phone, which is what I'm hoping we'll be able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did a reading once. We were live. And people were just calling. Okay, so he's wherever he is.
Yeah.
And people are calling the radio station. Strangers. Yeah. Whoever can get in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as unplanned as it can be for a reading, right? And he's talking to this one person, and he's talking about their mother. And the woman is, you know, kind of like going along and saying, yeah, well, no, she didn't really do this or didn't really do that. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, out of nowhere, he goes, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm seeing like a barber's chair, like a chair that you'd have in like a hair salon or like a more like a barber shop. And it turns out her mother, who was not a hairdresser or anything.
Yeah.
Had a vintage barber chair at her house.
Weird. That's just a random thing. Like, how would he know that? Yeah.
Like, who has that?
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's not like you can say, well, is there an upholstered chair that you had recovered?
Exactly.
You know, like
sure.
Everyone would have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he did. It's crazy. So I love it. Even though I'm skeptical about it, when I get my mind blown on that, it really blows my mind.
I think everyone has to have to be a little bit skeptical about it, but it is cool. Oh God, what are they going to say about me? Oh God.
Well, they're be doing readings for the listeners. Hopefully.
Oh, thank God.
No, we should get Kelly.
We should do Kelly too.
Yeah, why not? That'd be awesome. It'll freak her out.
But the way that they work is
it'll be huge entertainment.
Sometimes they don't say. You know, it could be like they don't see anyone for you. You know.
Yeah. Well, then I'll be mad.
Then
I'll get mad. And I'll be like, whatever.
Right. Okay. So listen to Kelly get mad at the psychic.
Friday's going to be so awesome.
Yeah. So that's I'm excited for that. Todd would dress up if he only did the radio show, but he's on TV and they can't really do that because they report the news. So imagine if there's Sharon dressed as a kitty cat.
Yeah.
And she has to read some terrible news story.
Sure.
You know, or like a serious news story.
Sure.
And who are you going to, you're watching her talk about, you know, the January 6th Capitol insurrection, was, you know?
Yeah, can't do that.
It just doesn't really work. Well, and here, let me ask this question. I don't know if we'll get any calls on this, but have you ever been in a situation where you were in Halloween costume, like in full costume, and you had to do something serious or like, right?
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes the situation ridiculous?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I sort of feel like that's going to happen to me this weekend when I meet friends of yours that I've never met before and I'm dressed up like a total idiot. And I'm going to be like, hi, it's really nice to, hi, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but so will they.
Totally.
It's Halloween. Yeah,
it's Halloween,
I hope so.
Kelly.
Yeah, but that's not like a
fine.
Serious thing. No. Okay. Meeting is friends like, is not like,
right.
You know.
I bring
like
a resume.
Like a funeral or anything.
Right. Boy, that would be bad planning if you're like, well, oh, actually, okay, so here's an example. Kyle, my partner, he passed away, right? Mm-hmm. My former partner passed away.
Oh.
It was at his service that Rob was in drag.
He was in drag.
So he had to do a gig. He had just started doing drag, this friend of ours, but he and Kyle were close, and
he's a comedian, too.
He's like, a comedian. He does, like, comedy drag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he texted me, and he goes, I want to come to the service. I'm trying to figure out the timing. So what time are you going to start? What, you know, is it actually going to start at this time? Like, he was texting me and I was like, just come and drag. Kyle would have loved that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
So imagine this. There's like a bunch of, you know, everyday people who were in Kyle's family or whatever. And there's some drag queen parading around at the funeral service.
But honestly, it worked.
It did.
It did not seem out of place at all.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the black gloves and the mourning veil. I mean, that was a little much, I thought.
Well, that's just Rob being Rob, you know. He's a drama queen, too.
That's true. 7-9 Coast. Anyone listening have to do something serious when you were in a ridiculous Halloween costume? It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. That awkward moment when you're in costume but have to do something serious. You know? Well, so we were just talking about how, you know, we have Friday. Kelly and I are going to dress up, but Todd can't because he has to do the news.
Yeah.
So they can't do like some terrible news story and then toss it over. You know, let's go to the weather guy. And
he's right. Like, he's like dressed up as a banana.
Like a nor'easter bearing down on us.
Yeah, nor'easter bearing down, and Todd's there with a banana suit on.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over well. This guy over here is bananas.
So 7-9 Coast, 792-6278, and then we'll get into the most common Halloween emergencies. And this, you would not never guess what one particular 911 call gets made a lot on Halloween.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up. Go ahead, Christy. So, serious moment, but in a costume that was ridiculous.
So, I used to work for the local county jail.
Mm-hmm.
And Hello Kitty got arrested one night for too much.
Oh, man.
On her way to a party.
Oh, my God. What did you say? Sorry, I was laughing.
Hello Kitty got arrested, and her mugshot was literally her in her outfit, and her huge Hello Kitty head, I believe, stayed back in the car, but I said to my daycare provider, like, the following day, I said, you wouldn't believe it, Hello Kitty got arrested last night. She's like, oh, my God, that was my friend.
Oh, and that... No!
It wasn't me being serious, you know, but Hello Kitty did make an appearance at the Cumberland County Jail.
That's awesome.
What was the charge?
Yeah.
OUI.
OUI, yeah, not Hello surprising.
Kitty. Call an Uber, Hello Kitty.
When the judge read the charges and said, sorry, you're guilty, did the judge say goodbye, Kitty?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just wondering.
What the Hello Kitty?
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.